Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast in Death, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-death series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ.
I'm Tara.
And this is episode 216 of Podcast in Death. And so I feel really bad because this episode, again, I want to say this was suggested by Justine Hopper. I could be wrong. I just know that somebody texted us and said, hey, how about you do an episode on all of those things that are recurring themes in the show that you might put like on a bingo card so that, you know, if you're reading a book, something on your bingo card is going to come up. And we thought that was a funny idea. So we thought we would do a show on that.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing with this show is that Tara is sick. So so she's going to mute a lot and probably be coughing. But we'll try to make this as entertaining as possible.
Do our best.
Yeah. The person that texted, again, I think it's Justine, but I could be wrong. They gave us several ideas of what you could put. And then we asked our Facebook group, and the Facebook group gave us several more ideas that you could put on your in-death bingo card. It's basically recurring things that happen in the series that almost every book, you know that this thing is going to happen at some point in time.
I just had a little idea. I don't know if this is something we could do, but you know, after we finish this episode, taking all of these ideas, what if we challenged our listeners to make a bingo card using those things, an actual bingo card, and let us know after the next book when they got a bingo in the book? I think that could be really fun. Like, who got a bingo first? You know, like,
you put your favorite picks on a bingo card.
Yeah, because like, chances are someone will get a bingo. Chances are multiple people will get a bingo, depending on where they fall in line, where you put them. I think that would be fun.
Right. Or we could come up with the top. We could do one of those things like maybe not like Dana did for the March Madness, but something like that, where we whittle down the top picks for a bingo card and put that on bingo cards, and people could download those, and they would have to be like different for every person.
Yeah.
You could.
Less work.
Yes, exactly. Less work for us is what we, you know, normally like to go for. So, so we could put these on a list or something and come up with, you know, everybody could take their favorites and put them on their own bingo card and see.
I think that could be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Since we have a book coming out in 6 weeks-ish.
Right. So next book that we read, see who gets a bingo.
Or like the new book.
Yeah, the new book. That's what I meant. Yeah. The new book that's coming out. See if people get a bingo. Oh, and that's another thing too that I need to think about, like getting in touch with Susan and seeing if she would be willing to come back on the show in September when the new book releases, and ask her how her trip to Italy went.
Right. Tell us.
Yeah. So yeah, let's just start with Justine. I'm just going to say it's Justine. Sorry if it's not.
If it's not Justine, please let us know so we can correct that on the next episode.
So let's just see what she has for us for her bingo card picks. A vending incident, which, pretty much happens almost every...
pretty much happens every book.
Every single book. Tousled hair. Somebody that has tousled hair.
That's a pretty common descriptor.
Yeah. I would look for something that is really very indicative of the in-death series. Vending incident is like indicative of the in-death series. Absolutely. This person says, tiny woman. Nora does make that description a lot, a tiny woman. Could be because Nora's tiny.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, isn't Nora like 5'2 or something like that?
Yeah, she's not very tall.
Yeah, she's very tiny. The next thing they have on here is time zones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something that's very indicative of the series. Like, Eve complains about a time zone.
All the time.
Someone tries to bribe Eve. I don't think that's happened too much in this series. I mean, it doesn't really
happen, but I don't know. Oh, Nora Roberts is 5'5".
Is she?
Oh.
Like, here I am going, isn't she tiny, like 5'2 or something? She's like taller than me.
She's all right. She's like, she's taller than we are. So sorry, Nora.
Nora, you're actually like tall compared to us. You're almost a giant compared to us. Yeah, so Eve bribes people. So
Eve does bribe people.
Yeah,
more than she gets bribed. Well, yeah. Attempted bribery.
Right. Someone threatens to take Eve's badge or job or to make her pay.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot.
That happens all the time in the series. Like, yeah, exactly.
People being like, I want another investigator. Translation: I want a man.
I'll have your badge. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have your badge. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Even her long legs. Those are mentioned every once in a while. Oh, someone has trouble keeping up with Eve and her long legs. And that's mostly Peabody.
That's mostly Peabody, who is probably shorter than Nora, too.
Right, exactly. Scary Rourke. Yeah, happens a lot, Scary Rourke.
Does
Rourke looks tired. The funny thing about Rourke looks tired is it's always said in the books, like, he rarely looked tired, but it's said all the time in the
right.
If it's so rarely mentioned in the books, it wouldn't be on somebody's bingo card, let's be honest.
Right.
Somebody's saying they read the books and or saw the vid.
Oh yeah, that's literally still happening.
Yeah,
sorry everyone who complains about Iko being brought up every book. It's gonna happen. Yeah,
somebody has a purse the size of a state or animal. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
often she does describe bags by their size.
Right, Peabody's ass. That's mostly Peabody mentioning Peabody's ass, but yeah, sometimes McNabb does, and sometimes. Eve does. Now this says Peabody says she's not late to the morgue.
Generally, when she's like, I'm not late, it is at the morgue, but it happens in other places too.
Right. It's mentioned that Peabody has a relative.
Yeah.
Mira's excellent legs. I feel like that's definitely got to be somebody's name. That's going to be on my bingo card because.
Right.
That's mentioned a lot. Mavis and or Avenue A fan.
That does happen a lot too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mad curls. Somebody's hair falling in mad curls around their head. I think that's more of a Nora-ism than.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's one of those descriptors she uses often, but mm-hmm. not necessarily every book.
Yeah. Jenkinson, creative use of the F word.
Yeah. If Jenkinson is in the book, you're going to have that.
Yeah. Also, could also be Jenkinson apologizing for using the F word in mixed company. I mean.
Oh, Jenkinson.
And then this also says historic serial killer. So that's like when they mention somebody who's a serial killer, like, should we go to the Facebook page?
Yeah. Is that everything that's.
Well, she's got more, but I think there's going to be a lot of overlap.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we go to the Facebook page and then, like, if you recognize that something was not mentioned on the Facebook page and she had mentioned it, go back and say that.
Let's do that. So the first commenter was John, and he says, Eve spots and chases down a random street thief.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100% happens all the time.
Yeah.
Susan says, Eve's random encounters with the wacky... and or criminal, bonus points if it's in an elevator at Central or if she's outside and chases them down like a pickpocket.
So similar to what John said.
Right, except it also encompasses that person.
Crazy
that,
shit. Yeah. She runs into the fucking elevator like the midget and such.
Right.
Derek commented on that. about Santa's nuclear farts.
Right. Yeah.
That guy. Yeah.
Galahad trying to get Eve and Rourke's food.
Oh my God. That is in every book.
That yeah. Sometimes multiple book. Times.
Right.
So that's definitely gotta be, we can look at this too. The popularity based on the number of thumbs up they've gotten for their comment.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
Because, you know, Galahad trying to get even Rourke's food got a 6 thumbs up. Heidi says, I'd add a couple of food options, steak, spaghetti and meatballs, oatmeal, etc. So if any of meals come up, and it would have to be specifically like spaghetti and meatballs or steak or oatmeal. I think she's correct there. Like, it can't be just any meal. It can't be like Italian. They're having Italian food. It has to be spaghetti and meatballs, because that's what Eve's choice of food is.
Yeah.
It could also be a soy dog.
They're food on the run.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to read Dana's?
Yeah, I'll read Dana's. There's several here.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas baits someone into a physical altercation. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas sticks her hands in her pockets when she's uncomfortable. Dallas loses her gloves or shades. Yep. Nadine brings pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas and Somerset insult each other.
Yeah.
Feeny's nuts.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's like, if Feeny is in the book, there's going to be mention of the nuts.
Right.
Santiago loses a bet / wears the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
The candy thief finds Eve's stash. Reinecke's socks compliment Jenkinson's ties. That's a newer thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas battles with Mira's admin for an appointment.
Yeah.
Yep. Dickhead bribes.
Mm-hmm.
Rourke gets food for everyone.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Eve-isms.
Any Eve-ism. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jenkinson's rants and F-bombs.
Yeah. F-bomb. Yeah.
Dallas's confrontations with doorman assistants, receptionists, etc.
Right.
So those were Dana's. Those are all great.
Yeah. So Sue says Eve getting punched in the face or in the tit.
Yeah. Also happens often.
Often. Mary Beth says Eve mentioning how small evening wear is and how uncomfortable the high heels are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens often. I mean,
it depends on what she's, yeah. But anytime there's any sort of evening wear, yep.
Lisa says the candy thief, loose pants, or the button, any mention of the button.
Those are all great.
Yeah. Do you want to read Maureen?
Yeah, Maureen's.
Yeah, because she's got like 3 in a row here.
Go, Maureen. Maureen has Rourke fingers the button. Dallas flinches if someone mentions Trina.
Yeah.
Eve trips a criminal as they run by.
Right.
Eve's eye twitches if Peabody mentions sex with McNabb.
Okay.
Eve avoiding elevators.
There you go.
Eve and Somerset sniping. A Dennis Mira hug. Eve bribes dickhead. Mavis changes her hair color. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Except I think you'd have to remember what her hair color from last book, because it's like usually different in every book. Yeah, so you'd have to remember what it was the last book.
Sometimes Eve tells you, but sometimes she doesn't.
Right.
Shower sex. Pool sex. Non-bedroom sex.
So that's like anytime they have
doing the thing.
Anytime they do the thing.
So great, Maureen.
Yeah. So Melissa says Eve intimidates a door person. Rourke bribes a door person. Or this, she says Tico convinces Eve to buy more than she intended. But I think any Tico, or anytime Eve buys anything from Tico.
Love that kid.
Yeah. Melanie, of course, says, you know, Galahad stealing or attempting to steal food.
So great.
You want to read Quincy's?
Jenkinson saying the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Rourke digging into someone's financials. Yep.
Yep.
Rourke owns the building.
Rourke owns the building, because that still happens just about every book.
Rourke knows or dated the high-profile person Eve is about to interview. Yeah.
Yeah.
Louise is an expert in that kind of medicine. So yeah. Louise is in the book, then, yes.
Louise being in surgery. Or going to check on somebody.
Dr. Mira does a consult.
Yeah, that's an every book thing.
That's in every book, yeah. The E-Geeks do the butt wiggle.
Yeah, that does happen a lot.
That happens every book. Peabody gets hurt, falls down some stairs. Oh, that's rude. That's also not true.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to be the person that's like, damn it, I had Peabody gets hurt on my bingo card and it didn't happen. Like, I just needed Peabody gets hurt on my to get a bingo.
Rourke picks out Eve's outfit.
Yeah.
Eve updates Commander Whitney. Someone assumes Eve slept her way to the top. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Someone assumes Rourke married Eve for cover. Also happens a lot.
Yeah.
Murder victim is a child. Does happen. Don't love it.
Unfortunately.
But it does happen. Eve has trouble with technology. Someone mentions the iCove book or vid.
Right. I think we also have to put on there, if we're going to put... someone assumes Rourke married Eve for cover. We also have to put on there, someone assumes Eve married Rourke for his money.
Agree.
Yeah. Anna Marie says, Eve encounters a dwarf. So that doesn't really happen that often. I mean, it's happened in the series.
It has happened more than once.
Right. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. She also, Anna Marie also says.
Watch it happen in the next book, because we said that.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, it never happens. In the next book, it's like, yeah, thank God I had Eve encounters a dwarf on my bingo card. She also said hall room sex, which does happen quite a bit, actually.
It does.
That would be a good thing to put on a bingo card, because it's like one of those things that you're not guaranteed it happens in every book. So if it happens, then, you know, you get bonus points. Maybe that's what we could do. Like some of these have bonus points.
Oops, yeah, we'll like add little bonus points to some of them.
Right. Yeah.
Now it's like Scrabble mixed in with. And the ones that were like, this doesn't happen that much, those get like extra points.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm saying like maybe we should be in charge of bingo cards, because.
Even counters a dwarf gets all kinds of extra points.
Yeah, and you get extra points. Yeah.
Oh,
so let's see. Kristen says strangers insert themselves into a conversation. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A candy thief, obviously. Food. And she's saying home versus show place. I don't necessarily know what she's talking about there.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Kristen, let us know what that means.
Yeah. Dania? How do you think that's pronounced? You'll have to let us know.
Dania? Yeah, please let us know. We don't want
to. Yeah, Dania sounds correct to me, but I don't know. She says, everyone has already commented with great ones. I will add, Rourke tying his hair up to do serious work. That one cracked me. I laughed so hard when I saw that. And I love how serious working.
Right.
It only happens when he does serious work.
It's a great one.
Eve asking Rourke what he's buying now when she's interrupting a meeting or talking about Rourke and his businesses. That's also a good one. Because again, the really good ones, in my opinion, for a bingo card are the ones that you're not guaranteed to have happen. In every book.
They happen a lot.
But they happen a lot. Like, consult with Mira is a good one, but she has a consult with Mira every single book.
Yes.
So, you know, you're kind of guaranteed. I feel like it would be kind of cheating to put these things on here that you're guaranteed to have every single book. So.
Sorry.
That's fine. Do you want me to do Michelle's also?
I can do it.
Okay.
Did you jump over Chris?
Did I? Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
So get to Chris's.
Peabody pouts that Eve won't let her do something like shop or get lunch. Fair.
Yeah.
That's a good one too. Rourke programs pizza during a rough case. He reads the room.
I mean, again, that's another one that it's one of those foods. I mean, they always have pizza.
Right.
But yeah, if it's a like she needs pizza, like, you know, I knew you needed pizza. It's one of those things where he does do that for like a rough case or a comfort food for her. I was going to, you know, make something healthy, but you need pizza.
Yeah.
Or Eve asks if they can have pizza.
Eve asks for pizza. Well, that's, mm-hmm. that's our Eve.
Yeah.
And then also Eve freaks out at the mention of Trina.
Right. Which, yeah. Again, somebody else also had something similar up there, but, yeah, Eve freaks out at the mention of Trina is also a good one that put on a bingo card. Yeah.
And then Michelle said, these are also good. I'd like to add, Eve not understanding time differences, which
time was already brought up. Yeah.
And then bollocks or bite me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eve doesn't say bite me as much as she used to.
Right. That's why it's great for a bingo card.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't really say bollocks. Extra points if it's Eve that's saying bollocks, because she's saying bollocks more as the series goes on. You know, it used to be just something that Rourke said, but Eve says it more now. So Jennifer says Eve is forced to shop, or as she would say, I didn't shop, I bought.
Yes.
And you could even put it on there like Eve does any kind of shopping. Because was it the last book that we read? I think so. No, not Taken, but the one before that. Thankless?
Thankless.
Where for the second time they're in a store and Peabody sees a lip dye or whatever and Eve goes ahead and buys it for her.
Yeah.
So she wasn't forced to shop. She just did it, you know, to make Peabody happy, so.
But she's nice, even though she doesn't want people to think that, and people sometimes don't think that.
Mm-hmm. Niecy says the button and Galahad stealing bacon.
Yep.
Which is pretty standard.
Yes.
You know, but still good to put on a bingo card. Do you want to read Teresa?
Teresa said, Rourke flicks his finger down the dent in her chin.
Yeah, that's a good one also, because it happens a lot, but not so much that you would be guaranteed.
Yeah. Kathy put, this is another one. Dallas, uncomfortable with Peabody's McNabb comments, so another vote for that.
Right.
So that was Kathy Billiter, and this is Kathy Coffinger. He says the doorman recognizes Eve and is polite.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one too. Also, Eve being, you know, disappointed because she wanted to give somebody a hard time and couldn't because they they got the message from Rourke and were polite to her. Teresa says Eve buying pizza for the team, and that doesn't happen very often. It's generally Rourke that will buy food for the team. You know, but you know, could happen. Sarah says Eve and Somerset insults. So I think that's, you know, a couple of other people have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Sarah also says Eve fights with with inanimate objects, vending machine, computer, cars before the DLE.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Do you want to read Chris's?
Chris said Peabody McNabb's fingertip wiggle. Rourke draws his finger down Eve's chin dent. Das or Orc, obviously, yeah. From Bella.
Yep.
So if we see Bella, that's going to happen. Feeny shakes bag of candied nuts in his pocket. Rourke says, take care of my cop.
Mm-hmm.
And Eve refers to the marriage rules. All of those are good.
All those are great ones to have on a bingo card. Parker says, Trina sneaking a tattoo on Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a an extra point one.
I think so.
Because it doesn't happen in every episode, every book, but yeah, when it does, it's the best. And Rourke saying Agra, which I feel like he's, you know, you could even say like Rourke, you know, saying anything in Irish.
Gaelic, yeah.
Do you want to read Lynn's?
Lynn said, Eve pulling out or putting on her beloved snowflake cap. Rourke confirming or denying he slept with a beautiful woman other than Eve.
That didn't really happen very often, though. But, yeah. Yeah.
The status of the stick-up Somerset's bum. That's great. Eve remarking how beautiful, sexy Rourke is and how he's hers. Nadine's exclusive, right? And the public has a right to know.
Right. Eve giving Nadine an exclusive. Or Eve Eve setting up a interview Eve with...
totally using Nadine for her own purposes.
Yeah.
And Eve is Nadine is happily used.
Yeah. Lynn also says Galahad rolling over and cleaning himself when caught trying to steal food. McNabb dressed like a circus clown. Anytime Eve says any kind of makes any kind of a comment about McNabb's outfits, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Feeny and Peabody's disappointment at having to be good cop.
That's a really good one.
That is a really good one. Anna Marie says Rourke's amazing breath control. Him asking Eve to take more. Ballroom sex, floor sex, in general, Eve's sexy play, i.e. the aubergine boots. Anna Marie also says Galahad trying to wake Eve from a nightmare. Galahad saving her life.
Wendy said Eve's coat on the post, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole said popcorn drowned in butter or pancakes drowned in syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, anything drowned in anything. And Marquez says all great and will add when Rourke says he adores Eve after one of her Eve-isms or marriage roles. So, yeah, and then let's see. See if we missed any from. Calling Eve Rourke's cop. The Icove cop.
Yep.
Candy thief. Cop Central elevator or glide incident. Eve is annoyed with Rourke for interfering. Eve looks like a cop or is authoritative. Oh, Eve threatens someone with having to interview at Central.
Oh yeah, that does happen.
That happens a lot.
Being like,
yeah.
Yeah. Eve's driving.
Oh, that's like that if Peabody mentions something about Eve's driving or.
Yeah.
Yeah. This says fat food or candles or decor. What do you think she could mean by that?
I don't know.
A fight about money.
Hopefully we're done with that. But
yeah, let's hope.
But still possible, so.
Eve forgets to eat. That happens quite a bit, actually.
That does happen a lot.
This says when Peabody wants to stop for food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And she's saying green eyes because so many of the characters have green eyes. So that might be an extra, like, extra points for that.
I feel like green eyes used to be really rare, and I feel like they're not anymore. And in the series especially, well, just in general, but
in general,
in the series, she has a lot of characters with green eyes.
She does have a lot of characters with green eyes. So I think that's a Nora-ism rather than a in-depth-ism. So those are all the ones that we've had. Can you think of any that we didn't mention?
Eve complaining about paperwork is one that happens a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But not every book.
Right.
People mentioned the marriage rules.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? Can you think of any?
I guess we should have thought a little bit more about this before we did this episode.
Yeah, we let you guys do all the work.
Yeah, this is what we get for letting you guys. But this is, you know, this was good this time since Tara's sick. This gave Tara a little bit of some time off.
I mean, mentally, I always need some time off, but you know.
Oh, somebody mentions how uncomfortable Eve's guest chair is.
Oh yeah. Or mentioned in general.
Yeah.
What about Eve threatening to kick Peabody's ass or throw her out her window? Mm-hmm. Or
Eve threatening Peabody would definitely be one, and it would definitely be something that if Shonda Rhimes did the series, that people who only watch and don't read would be like, that's problematic. I feel like a lot of these would be like one of those, well, that's problematic things.
People don't get their friendship.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a very similar friendship that I have with, I used to say this years ago when I worked at Signet, that like my boss, Alyssa, and I had a very similar dynamic. And it was just like the random threats Alyssa would just throw at me because I did or said something that absolutely was to piss her off.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, we're missing a ton of things that could be put in there. Did anybody mention Rourke mentioning his Irish family, or
no, I don't think
talking
so.
To his Irish that. Family or
yeah, no, I don't remember anyone saying that.
Whenever they mention Eve's fear of cows,
yeah. Morris listening to jazz music,
yeah, that's a good one. Whenever she mentions the music that Morris is listening to. Anytime Feeny mentions Sheila.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Or something, or having to wear something that Sheila made him wear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anytime Trueheart blushes or raises his hand in a meeting.
Anytime Trueheart is being absolutely fucking adorable.
Right.
It's anytime Eve passes someone weepy or dramatic off on Peabody.
Or passes a baby off on Peabody.
Yeah.
Or a child.
Anytime she passes someone off to Peabody that she does not want to deal with.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was going to say anytime Baxter hits on someone.
Yep. There's got to be more. Man.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anytime Mavis makes up a ridiculous word, she doesn't want to swear.
A Mavisism. Yeah.
A Mavisism, yeah.
I don't know that there's... are there enough Mavisisms for us to make a whole show about? Or did we talk about that when we talked about slang?
We did talk a little bit about that when we did slang, so okay. Maybe...
Yeah. So any kind of Mavisism.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime Peabody says that she's handmade something.
Yeah. That's
or been happening or a lot cooked more something.
Lately. Yeah. She does something that Eve is like baffled by. Normal shit. It's so great. Anytime Rourke just like forces himself into the investigation. I don't know if that's too broad. Like Eve goes to a crime scene and he's like, I'm coming with you because it's 2 o'clock in the morning or some shit.
Like, right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like we're missing a ton.
I'm sure we are.
And, you know, really, we don't have to like come up with all of them today, but
it's really fun to think about all this, though.
Yeah. How about anytime anything, any item comes up, then that we find out that it's manufactured by Rourke Industries?
Oh, that's a good one.
Anytime they say subsidiary of Rourke Industries.
Yeah. More reminders that Rourke owns everything.
Right, yeah. What about anytime Rourke like breaks into something?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, you know what? Another one is like McNabb chewing gum. He's always chewing gum.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Eve notices it every time.
Right. What about any time that Eve sets up a meeting in a raunchy establishment?
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
That's you know, so a Blue Squirrel or Down and Dirty or any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have quite a list.
We do have quite a list. I was hoping that this episode would be longer, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, I think if given more time, we could probably all think of more.
Yeah.
You guys can come up with more if you, but yeah, that, this is really a good idea for the next new book that comes out too.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Everybody either make up their own bingo card and I don't know, keep everybody honest, maybe upload your bingo card. Or we can, I wonder if there's like an online, like a database that could make up bingo cards.
I bet there is. We can look into that.
I wonder if ChatGPT can make bingo cards. Do you think ChatGPT can make bingo cards?
Probably.
Sorry, I'm just asking ChatGPT if it can make bingo cards.
Love it.
Let's see what it says. I mean, it says, yes, I can help you with that. Please provide the information you'd like to include on the bingo cards and I'll randomize and create the bingo cards for you.
There you go.
So I can put all of these in a spreadsheet and have ChatGPT randomize and put onto bingo cards. I guess, I don't know, randomly distribute them to people.
We'll figure it out.
We can figure that out before the next book happens.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, this is kind of a short episode, but, you know,
yeah,
sometimes they are. No, it's fine. Tara's sick, so it's probably better that it's short. and we can go into podcast business if you want.
Sounds good.
So actually, I don't know if I have podcast business. I do. So. One thing that we did talk about recently, but I didn't add it in any episode. We just talked about it kind of offline. It's an idea that we had previously, and I'm just now starting to look at it as something to do. That's very vague, but we did talk about having. Author Keisha Ali on the show. And I contacted her at one point and we were going to set up a time for her to come on the show, but she was on a sabbatical. So she said to wait. And then that's when kind of shit started hitting the fan for me personally. And so I never got back to her. But I do want to get back to her and set up a time where she can come on the show. Keisha Ali, we've talked about her before, and she did essentially what amounts to a research paper on the in-death series and publish it in the book. The book is on Amazon, but it's really, really, really expensive. And it's
so I actually just bought the only used copy available that was on Amazon for like $12. So it'll be here next week.
Oh, okay.
So then I'll have it too. But
because I think that Kindle versions are extremely expensive, or am I incorrect about that?
They were like $25 or something.
Okay, that's not that bad.
No, but still, like for a Kindle book, you're like, eh.
Yeah.
But I think. I bought a hard copy for like $12, but like I said, it was used.
Okay. But there's no audiobook for that. If you're somebody that likes or prefers audiobooks, there's no audiobook for that. One thing I thought about doing is at least for our patrons, because I don't know if this is something that I can do just, you know, without it being behind a paywall, but is to almost create an audiobook for that. I can read it myself. Because I think that it'd be too expensive for us to hire Susan Erickson to read. Although she would probably be very down for it. But right. So I decided to go ahead and see if I can maybe record an audiobook version of that and put it in on our Patreon. I did the intro and the foreword or whatever already. I haven't put it up on our Patreon, but I can. And I did record the first chapter, but I'm still editing. So I can put those up on our Patreon if you would rather listen than read, or if you don't want to spend that money, you know, that $25 to buy the Kindle book. And that's the thing that I can do you know, for those of you that want to do that, and if you, you know, want that, I guess you'd have to become a patron. And you should become a patron anyway, because you do get some benefits for being a patron. You get some swag. I think it's in the first year of being a patron, you get some swag, and depending on the level that you give at. And for those of you who don't know how to do that, you just go to patreon.com and look for Podcast and Death. It's probably patreon.com and then /podcast and death is how you would find us on Patreon.
And I think there's a link on the website.
There is a link on the website. If you go, I don't know if you can get to it using an iPhone or a phone, but if you go to it on a laptop or a tablet, you should be able to see it. I'm also looking into switching where we do our merch app.
So fun fact, I'm actually wearing this t-shirt that I bought as a sample from our Basic Stitches merch store. I bought it for Adam, and it is too small for me. It is not too small for me. I'm wearing it, but like, it's just, and I was just really disappointed in the quality, and we also do ours through spring. But everything else I've gotten from there was pretty good quality, but for whatever reason, this particular t-shirt was not great quality, and I was very disappointed.
Okay.
So just a FYI.
I'm looking into moving it to Printify, mostly because Printify just recently decided to allow people to open up a store right on Printify. They didn't have that option before. You had to have either an Etsy or something like that in order to list, you know, in order to sell your stuff online with them. But they just opened up their own stores just like Spring. So
they have a lot of different items.
They have a lot more. Like, one of the advantages that I see to that is that people have always, you know, with our Penny Pig logo here that I'm wearing on my shirt right now, I had a lot of requests for that to be on shot glasses. But Spring doesn't have shot glasses, but Printify does.
Yes.
Printify also has calendars. We had a lot of requests for the photos, the AI generated images of like the bullpen to be on calendars, and just don't have that option on Spring, but on Printify you do. But it looks like right now they just have 2024 calendars, so when they switch over, I can always make up like a 2025 calendar with the bullpen pictures, you know. And that's another thing we can offer. But yeah, they have a ton of stuff that Spring just doesn't have. One fun thing about Printify that I was looking at was Printify also has a line of scented candles.
Interesting.
They have a line of scented candles. And I believe they also have a line of coffee.
Oh, that's fun.
So it would be fun to do like a Podcast and Death version of some scented candles and or some coffee.
Oh, and then they'd have like a fun label, like Rourke's Blend.
Right. Yeah. We'd have to come up with something clever for more Podcast and Death-y, but maybe not. But yeah, I mean, you know, we could do that. So Printify just gives us a lot more options.
Yeah.
So
I've done a few things on Printify, just like specific to, you know, a lot of our stuff is like, I had it designed and then I got it, you know,
Yeah.
It's like a gift or something. So,
So that's something that's probably coming up, those two things. That's it.
We're doing Concealed in Death next.
Next is Concealed in Death. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody get ready for that, I guess. As usual, if you have any ideas for the show or just want to contact us for any reason whatsoever, you can do so by by sending us an email at show@podcastanddeath.com. going to our Facebook page and sending us a message on there or Instagram. We still have the numbers. The number is 205-476-2753. You can also text, but please let me know who you are when you're texting so that I don't say, like, I think that this text is this person. Because I often forget. And a lot of times, like, so in this case, the reason why I didn't know who this person was is because if they had sent a text earlier, the text got erased, or I don't know. So just in case, because we don't always know who's texting us, leave a message on our, you know, number. I think that's it. We don't really, we're not really doing Twitter or Discord anymore, but, if there's some other way to, that you can get in touch with us, you can. I think we're also on Threads, but I don't really do much Threads, so I don't know. So, but yeah, we're on TikTok also. You can catch us there. So, so yeah, I guess that's it for this episode of Podcast and Death, unless you have anything else to say, Tara.
I do not.
Okay, so thanks for listening, everyone. And for this episode of Podcast and Death, this is AJ.
This is Tara.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Podcast and Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast and Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast and Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-ROARKE. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.